You're welcome back to the programme. Still here with me, our Mary Regan political editor with the Irish Independent, Fine Gael TD Joe Neville, Sinn Féin's Louis O'Hara and Aidan Farrelly of the Social Democrats. We're going to look now at some of what came up at this morning's meeting of the Public Accounts Committee. And Mary, we're going to start with the story of the MV Matthew. Can you remind us about this ship and the cost of maintaining it now that's run into the millions?
Yeah, this cargo ship was the source of the biggest cocaine seizure ever off, you know, the Irish shore back in September 2023. 157 million euros of cocaine, 2.2 tons was being smuggled, and it was intercepted by Garda, you know, kind of very dangerous, you know, operation on rough seas at the time. But ever since then, really, the ship has been in the possession of the revenue. They have been the sort of de facto owners, the interim registered owners of the ships. And the Public Accounts Committee heard today that, you know, it's been sitting there in Cork Harbour, but it's costing 20 million, or it has cost the state 20 million to hold on to. And the options then that are there for them are to either scrap it or to, you know, to sell it. There is a slight possibility that the revenue told PAC today that it could be sold as a going vessel, but that it would cost the revenue more again if the ship basically has to be scrapped, which is the most likely outcome.
The total cost of keeping the ship so far is close to 13 million, but what we heard today is that it could cost the state now up to 20 million, with an extra million euro a month being added to the costs of maintenance. We can have a listen here to what Niall Cody of the Revenue Commissioners said in response to questioning by Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin about the MV Matthew.
Is there a figure that you have determined of what the sale of this vessel might bring in? And is it going to bring in a profit for a...
Absolutely not.
So the state is going to see a further loss after the sale of this ship? Is that the expectation? That's really all I'm trying to...
Well, the expectation... There are probably two possibilities when we get to the end of the regulatory requirements. It will either be disposed of to be scrapped, or there is a slight possibility it might be sold as a going vessel. If it's disposed for scrappage, it will actually cost us more to scrap it.
Joe Neville, I know you're on the Public Accounts Committee and you put your own questions to the Revenue Commissioners on this today. Is there a solution here?
Is there a solution? Look, the solution is we're going to have to get rid of the boat. And I suppose I put my own straightforward question to, you know, what's the cost to the state of this? What do you think the total cost would be? And ultimately, in fairness to the chairman of the board, he said, ultimately, what we saved the state was 165 million worth of cocaine coming into the houses and the villages of Ireland, coming into the nightclubs and impacting on the health impacts and the lives destroyed. So that's what we saved. But like, obviously, from a cost perspective, with the ship itself, we have, from the state perspective, we've tried to sell it. We couldn't sell it. We couldn't get a bidder who we felt had, after due diligence, would have been the right person to take it.
But there's also legal issues, isn't there, around the particular vessel, not least because it was there were people involved who we were awaiting court processes and procedures. Eight people have been convicted and sentenced.
And that spun itself out. But now we're in a situation, try to sell it, we couldn't. Because ultimately, there was no bidder who would have made sense for us to sell to. Just couldn't have happened. And then, so what we're going to have to do is going to get rid of it. We can't get rid of it within Irish shores. So it's actually going to have to be towed away as well, separately to a separate port, and that will add to the cost. And that's ultimately where we feel why it might go from the 12, as it currently stands, 12 and a half, to ultimately 20 by the end. And that was the admission today, that it'll probably cost about 20 in the finish.
Yeah, I think people will be shocked to hear how much it's costing just to maintain the ship at Cork Harbour. €1 million a month.
Oh no, it's massive. It's obviously massive money, and unfortunately,
is that staffing, security, maintenance,
the whole shebang.
There's no environmental impact to bulk vessel.
I'm no marine expert, but at the same time, all those exact points that you outlined, I would imagine, you know, encompass this. You know, it had to be kept there for a certain period of time, and ultimately, you have to get rid of it. But once we taken it to harbour, and we had no choice as a state, we had, as I said, 165 million worth of cocaine on it. We had to go and take it. We couldn't just let it go there, or like other states, take a different approach. We could only take one approach: taking it to harbour, arrest the men, you know, find them guilty if that was the case, which it was, and now ultimately try and get rid of the boat. And there is a cost associated, unfortunately, with that.
Yeah, I think there was a vessel off the coast of Mayo that was apprehended, and there was what's called scuttling done on that. We're all experts now, but essentially, you know, they lowered the vessel, and there was a way of, I suppose, ensuring there wasn't a greater cost. Could that be done here?
Potentially, it can't be because they have to get rid of it. But it might have been the scale and the scope of the and where it is located, because it might be just a bigger boat. Obviously, that's an operational decision at a given time, but it just may not have been possible in the same way. You can't necessarily scuttle every boat.
I think, as people recall from that particular drugs operation, it stopped this major shipment, as Mary has outlined there, of 2.2 K tons from reaching the European market. Some of that is likely to be moved on by ferry to the UK market and elsewhere. So the savings of lives and the amount that was apprehended, certainly there was huge effort made on behalf of multiple Irish authorities. Should there be financial cooperation when international drug busts are made, that Ireland doesn't have to bear the cost of maintaining a vessel that was used for drug trafficking, giving our location, Aidan?
I think it's an interesting point. To the wider point with regards to this boat, my worry is, and it was mentioned today, is would this act as a disincentive, this experience act as a disincentive for us to be more ambitious in what we're doing at shore in terms of other seizures, because this is such a significant cost, and it's turned what is a very big success story into something that has, for the local people, been a really, really poor experience. I'm sure there's pros and cons to what you're suggesting in terms of contributing.
Well, they're
hardly going to
apprehend a drugs trafficking vessel because of the size of the ship, or is that your concern?
But that would be a concern if it's going to cost the state 20 million every time they do it.
Well, who's making that call?
Exactly. That's the thing. And we have to make sure that we have resource. Revenue clearly weren't in a position to manage this project because it was something that was very new at such a scale. The piece for me from a public accounts perspective is, what do we learn from this experience? What are revenue doing to learn from this? Once there's going to be a bullet to be bitten here, and that it's going to cost the state a significant amount, no matter what that is. It is money that should have been and would have been better well spent in many other areas that we're talking about here this evening.
Niall Cody from Revenue is really adamant today that it wouldn't stop them from seizing vessels again, and stopping drugs coming in is the main aim. So what do you want them to learn?
How, once we get it seized, what happens next? Is there a way in which those costs can be minimised? Mm-hmm. Are we getting value for money here? If we know that this is going to take quite a number of months, potentially years, to have something docked in our ports, there has to be a more efficient way of managing that.
Yeah, it is a good point, isn't it, Louis O'Hara? You know, we're on along a main trafficking route. We are exposed. How can we mitigate the associated costs of interception of these vessels, which is critical in order to stop these criminal gangs and a huge flood of drugs into the market?
Yeah, look, the Gardaí and the Army should be, you know, commended for the seizure in this case, and they should always be absolutely encouraged, you know, to pursue these things. It's so important, and as Joe mentioned, you know, that's a huge amount of drugs that has not made its way into our society as a result. Look, the costs in this case are absolutely astronomical, and it's going on, you know, for over 2 years now at this stage. And like, this was raised with Revenue previously, and you know, they gave assurances that dealing with this was an absolute priority for them. And I'm not on the committee, I wasn't at the meeting this morning, but I personally just cannot understand how this is, you know, being able to go on for so long, you know, for over 2 years. Like, I understand there may be complex issues in terms of, you know, dealing with, you know, a ship of this size and this scale. But, you know, the amount of money that has been spent here, I can't understand how there hasn't been, you know, a solution found, that even if that means that the ship can't be sold.
Yeah, it's a giant ship. It's 190 metres long. I mean, what to do with it? It's a big question. But the cost, I think people will balk at the idea of, you know, maybe in the region of 20 million euro now being spent to try and maintain it. I mean, did any solutions come out of the committee meeting today?
Ultimately, in fairness, what they said at the end was, like, it will probably have to be scrapped and it'll have to be towed away over to potentially the UK or somewhere else in Europe, and it will be scrapped, and the cost of scrapping, unfortunately, will come back, and that's where you'll get to the
And
20.
In the meantime, there's nothing to mitigate or make more efficient the current cost of 1 million euro of maintaining something that's going to be scrapped.
Yeah, well, look, it's obviously 100,000
Yeah, a million euro a month.
Yeah, so just to keep it. But at the same time, what we need to do is to make sure that we can get to that point as quickly as possible where it is towed away. And that's what we were saying today. Look, we raised it. We were the ones who were pushing it. We were the ones who were pushing revenue. But I'm just saying what they said back was ultimately it will end up being scrapped. But we were just saying if it's going to be done, let's do it as soon as possible if that's the case.
All right. Okay.
Because ultimately, look, they did try and sell it because they thought they might get money back in, but that didn't work out.
And it's hard to understand how they couldn't sell it.
Because the people who were looking for it, from a due diligence point of view, they didn't feel that they were going to be in a position to sell it to those people.
All right, because the issue, I suppose there were, and I know there was contact going on with the authorities in Panama as to the ownership of the vessel and all of those, legal issues that caused a bit of red tape there, but certainly coming at some cost to the state.